Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily at their three locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. Order online at wickedbagel.com. Our time with Boston University head coach on the men's side, Jay Pandolfo, is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. And with that, we bring in Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo as the Terriers have completed the long and winding regular season of college hockey. Now it is on to the postseason, March Madness in full swing. Two tournaments that the Terriers can look forward to, the Hockey East and the NCAA tournament. First up, the Hockey East tournament. The Terriers now know their opponent after the completion of the opening round of the Hockey East playoffs. It will be the UMass Minutemen. Jay, as we welcome you in, a welcome ending to the regular season with the Terriers winning at home against Providence to secure that number three position in the Hockey East tournament and home ice, and a solid win on the road on Saturday. So I'm sure a lot of boxes were checked in those two games if you go inside the numbers with the 8-2 victory and then the 6-1 win on the road.
Yeah, I like the way we finished off the regular season. First with the Providence game, knowing, you know, if we play well that night, get a win, you know, we were gonna be locked into third. So that was important for us. And I like the way our guys started that game. I think we're up 4-0 first 10 minutes of the game, which was you know, a great start at home. And then, you know, overall, in a pretty solid game. You know, they had a push, you know, especially when you're up 6-0 in the second period. You know, we got away from our game a little bit, but overall we stuck with it. And, you know, Providence is a good hockey team, and it was great to get an 8-2 win that night. And then to go up on the road knowing we're locked into three, just making sure that we had a certain focus. We wanted to make sure we're going into the playoffs coming off a game where we played well. And I thought overall another really strong performance from our team. And with the first 5-6 minutes of that game, we could have been up 3-4-0.
Oh, my gosh.
Their goaltender. But, you know, we stuck with it. And, you know, again, came out with a, you know, 6-1 win. So it's, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of momentum going into the playoffs. Now you get a week off here. So, you know, we got to make sure again that, you know, we're getting refocused here and getting ready for a really good UMass team we're going to face on Saturday.
And some really strong momentum from some of your best players. And, you know, once again, it is a long and winding season. You want to be at your best, close to your best as you hit this time, postseason, single elimination in these two tournaments coming up. But also, to have your really key guys clicking. I mean, case in point, Cole Eiserman, hat trick against Providence. He adds one on Saturday. It's starting to jump in the net for a guy that's got such great goal-scoring skill. That bodes well as you head toward the Hockey East tournament.
Yeah, and you know, obviously it's great to see him score goals. That's what he's really good at. But I go back still to that down at UConn. I thought he played an excellent hockey game, had his chances, just couldn't find a way to put the puck in the back of the net. And, you know, but the big thing was is he affected the game without scoring. And when he's doing that and also scoring, you know, he can have a big effect for our team. And he had that, you know, certainly versus Providence getting the hat trick. And then again, he got the first goal versus Vermont on the power play as well. So, you know, he can really have a big impact for our team. Not only when he's scoring goals, but, you know, he's playing physically, he's playing well defensively, he's getting in on the forecheck, and I really like where his game's at right now.
Absolutely, and a +9 overall for the season. I mean, he has competed hard, he's defended well, and has an awareness to be impactful in all three zones, which has been great to see. And Quinn Hudson just seems to be gaining momentum. He had some times earlier in the season. I mean, he's a natural goal scorer. You're blessed with two, and they each have 20 now, not surprising. But it's really started to come for him on the offensive side, and he's stuck with it. And he's +22, looking at his all-around game for the course of the year, in addition to leading your team in scoring and being among the nation leaders with 46 points.
Yeah, not a real surprise. I think Quinn himself and I think our staff expected him to have productive season. I think his goal was to score 20. He got pretty close last year. We figured he was going to get pretty close this year and be able to achieve that, and he did. He's been one of our leading scorers the last 3 years, so it's not a real surprise, but I do think he's continuing to grow his overall game. He's gotten so much better defensively in the last two, three years. You know, he's relied on, he plays against the other team's top line with Green and Harvey at times. You know, obviously we mix and match some of the lines, but he's he's had a terrific year for us. I think he's leading the country in points per game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Which is not easy to do, and credit to him and, you know, his kind of work ethic and the way he plays the game.
Had three assists against Providence, and then he finished with 2-1 on Saturday against Vermont. So with those two guys at the top of the leaderboard for you, it certainly, once again, something that bodes well. Good sign here as you head toward the postseason. And not to be overlooked, although he does get overlooked a little bit on the family tree, is what Cole Hudson has done. And he and Cole Asman both named to the All-Rookie team for Hockey East. They were called Rookies of the Week for their body of work this past weekend. Ho-hum, he gets 1 and 2 on Friday, and then Thursday, and then on Saturday to finish the regular season. But he is really at a point now, Jay, where you look out there, he's got the ability to really seize the moment and take control when he has the opportunity, when he's on the ice, and no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, he's playing some of his best hockey right now. I think you can see it. He can control the game, especially when he has the puck on his stick. He makes so many plays. He possesses. He drives offense for us. He's really good defender too. When he's engaged and he's physical and he's got good angles and good sticks, he can turn defense into offense pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. With his transition game. And I really like where he's at. He's really picked it up the last month or so, and I think he's leading the country for D in scoring, if I'm not mistaken. He just keeps pushing and keep growing his game, and I don't think he gets overlooked. I think everyone realizes how good a player he is, and he's just going to continue to get better. And when he's on top of his game, we're a much better hockey team.
I just meant overlooked by that one autograph seeker after the game on Saturday, apparently.
Yeah, they made a mistake missing that one.
Absolutely. Well, I believe had the audacity of saying, "Could you please sign? Aren't you Lane's brother?"
I didn't see that, he'll make a name for himself, believe me. He already is.
No, because I said to Cole, I said, it wasn't your fault that you got drafted by the Capitals and not the Canadians. We're too close to the border right now, you know?
Good point.
that was the only problem. And, oh, by the way, that 39 points leads all freshmen, regardless of position, in points this year. Pretty remarkable stat in and of itself. And special teams, a strong finish, 3 for 9. You hit 2 for 5 against Providence. You went 1 for 4 against Vermont. Just taking a look at the body of the work for the season, the power play stat overall at 27%. You're fourth nationally. You made a few tweaks a little bit in terms of rotation and some of the looks. All has seemed to fall into place in terms of still being able to get pucks to the net, taking the eyes away from the netminder. Guys have been very comfortable in their roles, Jay, and that's another area that bodes well here as you go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like the power play has been pretty consistent the whole year from a percentage standpoint. I think it's hovered around that 24 to 28 range pretty much
all
the whole year.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty steady. You know, we've changed some of the units. Recently, I don't know if you want to call it loading up one unit, but I think now we put Nyjerman with Cole Hudson, Green, Lachance, and Quinn Hudson. I think it's safe to say that's your number one unit, mm-hmm. and they've been very good the last couple of games. I think it's only been 3 games since we put that group together. They've looked real good in the games and in practice, and the other unit is more than capable of scoring as well, so I like where we're at with our power play right now.
And on the PK, it was a perfect 7 for 7 in your final two regular season games. Brace yourself here. I've done a little bit of math, and you look at the PK number for the season. Obviously, it was kind of a climbing a long way back. It finished at 77%, but I looked since the arrival of Big Mike, you're 81%. You got five perfect games of the 12. And in the last four games, Jay, in case you weren't aware of it, you might be, but for the last four games, which began after the debacle of Bernie Corbett Appreciation Night, you're 12 for 13. So 92.3 since the trip over to Matthews Arena in the last four games for the PK.
Yeah, it's been so much better in the second half. Even before Big Mike arrived, I think after the Yale game, it's been so much better. I don't know what the exact percentage is from that mm-hmm. first Vermont game in the second half till now, but it's definitely in the 80s or low 80s or whatever it may be. And first half, I can't remember what the number was, but it was hovering maybe even lower than 70%. So we've improved in that area, which is it's going to be important going into the playoffs. And hopefully, too, you're disciplined and you're not taking as many penalties, but there's going to be times you do, and you want to be able to make sure that you have confidence that your penalty kill is going to get the job done.
No question. Well, you forced me to go back and do more math between now and Saturday, but that's okay. Maybe I can pick up a couple of credits there, Jay. You never know. But I'll go back to January.
It's going to help you. You know, keep your brain sharp.
Exactly. It's not going to hurt. That and a crossword puzzle, and I'll be doing this when I'm 80. Wait and see. Speaking of Big Mike, did I mention him? 1.82 goals against. His save percentage now is .936 through the 12 games, which is exactly a third of the season when you look back here, roughly a third of the season since you've completed 34. And just 14 in 12 games, just 14 even strength goals allowed. If there was a word, if we were playing word association here, the word that I come up with, it's a four-letter word. We're going to stay on the air. Don't worry. Calm is the word that I think comes to mind immediately with me in terms of what he or calmness that he provides from the goal on out for this team right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that word. I also think he just has a presence in the net.
Yep,
with his size. With his composure, like you said, with his calmness, he gets to his spots. He just has a presence in there, and he's been very good for us since he's come on board, and it's great to see. And he affects the group in a lot of ways. He's just a good kid to be around. He's just really seems grateful for the opportunity he's getting. So all those things come into play when you're talking about how well he's done and how well he's fit in with our group.
You have 13 players with 10-plus points. You got 8 with 20. You got 6 with 9-plus goals. Going to Jack Harvey's 9, trying to get to double figures there. So there is a balance, and once again, fourth in the nation on the offensive side. On the defensive side, how this team has grown over the course of the year. Beginning with Willander has really been remarkably consistent, Jay, when you think about it. I mean, you thought that he could be a horse for you back there. You got a horse back there that really from almost, I'd say, day one until right now with his consistency, he's been a joy to watch overall and all the minutes that he's had.
Yeah, he's a big part of our D-core and has been for the last 2 years. I think he really, gets up for these bigger games as well, and he understands he's going to get tough matchups, and I think he thrives in those roles. I think at times he needs that type of challenge to push him, because I think at times he's so talented and gifted athletically that it can look easy for him. So yeah, when he has a challenge and is really focused, he is no question one of the best all-around defensemen in the country.
And Gavin McCarthy's given you, I think, some valuable time also back, his second year this year, just to give us some insight about his growth and development as you've seen it.
Yeah, probably has maybe taken the biggest step out of anyone on our team from last year to this year, just based off of his minutes alone, the impact he's having that way. Last year he was 6'7", somewhere in that role for our D-core, at times maybe a 5, but now he's no question a top true freshman last year as well, and no question is going to take D a little bit longer. It's a lot harder. You can't hide a defenseman, you know, especially in this league.
Right.
So he's been his growth has been incredible, and I really like where he's at. He's a terrific person as well. He's got high character, really cares about the team, and yeah, I'm really happy for Gavin and the step he's taken for us.
And of course, it's been, I think, even more well documented recently. People are really, if they hadn't noticed, really starting to notice that with Sasha Boumediene began. I mean, as the youngest, still the youngest player in college hockey this year, just turned 18 back in mid-January, and it just seems like he's getting better and better, and more confident in his game and in all areas of his game. He's really been fun to watch.
Yeah, credit to him. I think we all knew early on it was not going to be easy for him. Underage coming in as a defenseman in this league is difficult. And, you know, we were expecting it, that because of his ability, that he was going to be able to take that step. And by when the second half hits, he was going to be off and running. And it has certainly worked out that way. And it really is a credit to him. He has a professional mindset, the way he goes about his business. Works very hard. He's very detailed on and off the ice. He loves the game. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. And that's the reason why he's taken the step he has. He obviously has the ability and the talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you're young, right? It takes a little bit of time to mature, not only as a person on the ice, but off the ice. And he has done that. And, yeah, I think his second half has been really, really good. And he's had a huge impact for our group. So it's great to see. He just continues to get better and better, and we certainly need him here in the playoffs, and we're looking forward to seeing him and how much more he grows the rest of the way here.
And looking further on the D side, unfortunately, Braden Engham, he continues. He will be out. He is not available to you right now.
Engham will not be available for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. So that's definitive. Yep.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for us. There's no hope of him coming back at this point. So that's really disappointed and really feel for him. He was really making an impact for our group. He has an identity as a player. Physicality, blocking shots, killing penalties, playing against other teams' top players. So we're certainly going to miss him, but really feel for him as well. This is being his last opportunity to play in college. And I know he was really looking forward to the playoffs, and really, he's a terrific kid. Another kid that just he has a maturity about him, acts like a pro, and it's great having him around our group. Hopefully, he's going to be able to be around as much as possible. He's a calming effect on our team, and really feel for him. But great kid, and we're certainly glad to have him.
Tough loss there, but on the other side of it. Aiden Celebrini, he missed some considerable time with an upper body injury. Great to have him back. He's been a welcome addition to return to the lineup and will be looming even larger as he hit the playoffs, as will a guy that had a really strong night to finish the regular season with Mick Freshette, whose time's been limited recently.
Aiden's had a real solid season. He was playing really well up until his injury. Then you miss 5-6 weeks. It takes a little bit of time to get going again, but I think his game is rounding into form. He's played well for us, especially the last few games. Mick Freshette is going to get an opportunity here on Saturday against UMass with Jack Page.
Yes.
Having to sit a game with the fighting suspension that he got in the second period of the Vermont game. So we'll miss Pager, but Mick got an opportunity the last two games to get some ice time, which I think is certainly going to help him going into this UMass game. And he's a tough kid. He plays hard. He's a great teammate. He really cares. His work ethic is off the charts, and he just wants to continue to try to get better and try to help our team. And I know he wants to play, and he's going to get an opportunity for sure on Saturday. So it's great to see that for Mick.
And UMass will be the opponent in the Hockey East single elimination quarterfinal, 4:30 at Aganis on Saturday. UMass team that comes in at 20-12-5, looking to solidify their position for the NCAA tournament. They got all the way, climbed all the way to 10 in the pairwise. That's as a result of being 10-2-3 since January 18th, 6-1-2 since February 7th. And the only two losses since January 18th were a 3-2 loss at Maine and a split series with Boston College. I like their team. I thought that they were a pretty good team back during that series that you had, the split series that you had back in December. And, I mean, you know, once again, the broken clock is right twice a day. I guess I was right with the second half push that this team has had. This is going to be a real test on Saturday.
Yeah, they're a really good team. I thought last night, I watched last night's game.
Yeah.
For Vermont. I think, you know, it was just a tight checking game. There wasn't a lot of offense going on for either team. But, you know, UMass found a way to, you know, get the lead and kind of hang on to it the rest of the way. I don't think they gave up much at all to Vermont. I thought they,
no.
They're a solid defensive team. And they have two really good lines that they really rely on for offense. I watched the two main games, and they were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Maine's been a great team all year long. And I thought UMass outplayed them in both games and played very well. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full with that team. The top two lines produce a lot for them, so we got to make sure we do the job against them. They're very, very good defensively. They don't another team that you're going to have to work to get inside against them. And then when you do, they have Rabel, who's been playing excellently for them.
Absolutely. 9-4-2, UMass on the road, including the win. But, you know, once again, we give it a pass, you know, that, you know, it was a Friday back in December, and the Terriers turned it around with the Cole Hudson show there in the third period out at UMass with that huge win for the Terriers right before the semester break. And if you wonder, we all wonder about special teams. You look that the Friday night, the loss to UMass back in December, Terriers were 0-2 on the power play. And gave up 3 power play goals in 7 attempts. And then, well, you know, not surprisingly, the return trip to UMass, 2-5 on the power play. You were perfect, 3-3 on the PK. Special teams, as always, particularly this time of year, Jay, looming large.
Yeah, it's going to be important. I think for us, we got to make sure we're staying out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Staying disciplined. They take the least amount of penalties in Hockey East, so we can't expect to be on the power play very often. So we got to make sure we're going to play a really solid 5-on-5 game against UMass, because, like I said, they don't take a lot of penalties, and we got to make sure that we're disciplined and don't take a lot of penalties on our end.
You mentioned about their two lines. They get really two solid offensive lines, and Cole O'Hara's had a Hobie Baker type of season with 50 points. Boy, there's a guy that's had a tremendous taken a tremendous jump this season.
Yeah, he's playing real well for him. He's had a great year. Tell watching him, he's got confidence. You know, when he has the puck, he just seems like he wants to make a play every time he has it, and he has the confidence to do it right now. So, like I said, their top two lines are real good, and their third line has an identity that they check very well. And you know, yeah, we got to make sure that you know, we're ready to defend against UMass.
Playoff hockey comes to Parker Rink, and on Saturday, Jay, not on Friday. And best of luck moving forward here with the Terriers as Terrier Nation gets ready for March Madness here in full swing.
Thanks, Bernie. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun.
Coach Pandolfo joining us here this week on Inside BU Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy. Give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Our gem of the week this week, sponsored by DePrisco Jewelers, is not surprisingly Boston University freshman defenseman Cole Hudson. Cole racked up back-to-back three-point nights with a goal and two assists for his Providence and Vermont as BU wrapped up the regular season. His 39 points leads all rookie scorers nationally. Hudson and the Terriers now move on to the Hokies' quarterfinal round Saturday versus UMass at Parker Rink. DePrisco Jewelers, diamond jewelers since 1948, offering a hat trick of experience, no high prices, and only top-quality, certified, non-conflict diamonds. Call them at 617-227-3339 or make an appointment online. DePrisco Jewelers, located at 333 Washington Street, right in the heart of downtown Boston. Welcome back once again to Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily at their three locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. Order online at wickedbagel.com. Our Terrier profile this week, Boston University freshman defenseman Cole Hudson, named the Hockey East All-Rookie Team and also the Hockey East Co-Rookie of the Week, is presented by Eastern Clothing of Watertown. For 87 years, setting the standard with quality, value, and service to its customers. And with that, we bring in Boston University freshman defenseman out of North Barrington, Illinois, which I believe is a Chicago suburb, defenseman Cole Hudson. Cole, welcome to the show, and great to have you here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bernie.
Cole, your play recently has, dare I say it, been elevated and just named not only the co-rookie of the week for Hockey East, along with your teammate Cole Eisenman, but also congratulations on being named to the Hockey East All-Rookie Team.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Overall, the Terriers finishing up the regular season strong, and you played a big part in that with victories over Providence, which secured the third seed in the tournament in home ice, and then in Vermont with a goal and two assists in each game. Have things changed for you recently in terms of just your comfort level? It seems like you've always had a great deal of confidence in your game, and why wouldn't you with your abilities? But it just seems that confidence seems to have grown recently in terms of how assertive you've been and how impactful you've been.
Yeah, I mean, just obviously our team struggled a little bit this year and took a little bit of time to get going. And I think the more comfortable we all got with each other, I think we all accepted our roles a little bit more. And that gives me a chance to kind of step in and help the team win the best I can. And that's obviously the offensive part of my game. And I'm at my best when I'm super confident with the puck. And I definitely haven't been lacking any of that recently.
No, you certainly haven't. And mentioned about the confidence level. Recently, you spent a lot of time paired with Gavin McCarthy, a sophomore defenseman that came also from the that came to the Terriers a year ago. As far as playing with him and your thoughts about how you guys have complemented each other.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's kind of a backbone for me. Kind of just lets me kind of play my game a little bit, and when I need him, I can rely on him to maybe take a 2-on-1 every once in a while. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, but he's also got that offensive side of the game that maybe gets overlooked a little bit. He can make plays. He's got a pretty good shot, and he's your typical really good two-way defender.
No doubt. And you mentioned about the confidence level, particularly we see that displayed on the offensive blue line. Is that an area of the game that going back, really, you know, time eternal, going back to your early development, that you always were honing and fine-tuning and experimenting with on the way up?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just growing up with two older brothers, obviously Lane, mm-hmm. play a pretty similar style, and just watching him and learning things from him growing up, I think kind of just naturally fell into place into my game, and probably wouldn't be there without him, to
Absolutely, the similarities are striking. You know, the head fakes, the shoulder fakes, the spinoramas out there, the pirouettes. It's almost like it's I almost describe it as dance and attack, the way that that you play it and the way that Lane played it previously. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Also, yeah.
Yep. Indeed, and. I think what's somewhat overlooked is the way that you've defended. I think the way that you've improved as a defender over the course of the year. You know, I've watched the game change so much in terms of how defensemen are defined and how that aspect of the game is defined, and the ability to defend with your legs and your stick. Techniques that I'm sure that you've worked on to develop, and it seems like it's coming to fruition more recently in terms of your comfort level there and the ability to end plays and transition on the offensive side.
Yeah, definitely. I think to start the year, obviously, it was a big jump from the USHL to college. Lots of bigger, faster guys, and that's just something you're going to have to adjust to regardless of the level and age. I mean, I think I've only gotten better all year, and maybe I'm a little too physical at times for my size, but that's just the part I love about the game.
And that comes with experience too, knowing when, for example, 50-50 situations, I think you're referring to, or going in to play a puck along the wall or in the corner, when it might be best to back off and allow your skills and be able to get the puck on the other end of the play.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get back to BU in a moment. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention your experience at the World Junior Tournament, and that was quite an experience. First defenseman to ever lead that tournament in points with 11, with the 3 goals and 8 assists through the 7 games. You think back on that and then returning to BU, I mean, from that level internationally to BU, and what was the transition like? And once again, we're talking about confidence level that you gain by playing at the best of the world, best in the world with your peer group during that tournament and being successful.
Yeah, I mean, just getting the opportunity to play with all those unbelievable players for Team USA. A lot of those guys will probably be playing in the NHL next year, so just getting the opportunity to learn things from them. And obviously we won a gold medal, so confidence was through the roof after that, and kind of just carried it along back to Boston.
In the U.S. national program, you set records there also for a defenseman, the 119 career points, 68 in your final year. Big influence on you there, a guy that I've got to know around the hockey circles and interviewed. Nick Fore was your coach. He shepherded your age group for 2 years. What about his influence on you and impact that he had on your game?
Yeah, I can't give him enough credit for my career. Obviously, he had Lane the previous year, and we're kind of different people a little bit. I say we're a little bit more strange than just your average person, but we just think differently. We're super competitive, and he knows that. Probably took him a year or two to realize that from Lane, and just getting the head start on me. He knows what I need to improve, and he helped me from the jump. So I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me.
Yeah, I think that was a big advantage for him, Cole, that he probably just had to renew that prescription to keep him calm with some of those high danger situations that he saw with Lane, knowing I'm going to get more of the same with Cole now, so I just have to go, you know, go to the pharmacy and make sure I got enough to get me through the season. Probably pretty accurate also. And I got to mention a former Terrier, and a pretty prominent former Terrier from the 2009 National Championship team, Hobie Baker winner Matt Gilroy. And I know that he was also was there to guide you and work with you on all aspects of the game, and particularly aspects of the defensive game that you had as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. He was someone I looked up to, obviously. He went to BU, so we kind of had that pretty close friendship from the start, and he's not really the most talkative guy, so it was pretty cool to be one of the closer guys to him. And obviously he's at Harvard right now, and just enjoying his journey as a coach, and there's not much that guy hasn't done in the hockey world, so it's always fun to see him every once in a while when we play Harvard.
My broadcast partner, Mark Linehan, he talks about when the Terriers are on the power play getting on that coal train, and you and Cole Eisenman and being able to be a big part of the Terriers' success in the power play, but also the way that you work the puck with Quinn when you bring Quinn high and roll and when Quinn's able to come downhill. I always say they look like they're in the driveway back in Illinois. I should probably say back at the rink, because truth be told, you've got the rink there that your dad owns in Barrington. I should just start saying Barrington Ice Arena when you guys are working the puck together.
Yeah, exactly. We were fortunate enough to obviously grow up with the rink. I think we've owned it probably around the 10-year mark now. And, yeah, I mean, without that, we'd probably be nowhere in hockey. And can't thank our parents enough for that, for having the trust, pretty much putting an investment in us and trusting we can do something with hockey. And Lane's doing it right now, and hopefully me, Quinn, and Lars can do it soon.
Absolutely. There's another brother on the way up, Laz, and I believe your dad, Rob, he's coaching Laz right now in Illinois.
Yeah, he is, yeah. His season actually just finished. He got called up to be an affiliate with Muskegon Lumberjacks, so he'll probably get some games before their season ends too.
Okay, well, he'll be the next one to keep an eye on with the Hudson family legacy continuing. And with the rink, you guys have always had the opportunity to really to train together. And I guess from my research, a lot of times it's you get the ice in the morning and you guys can work together, train together, and really spend time together with your development, which seems to have paid some big dividends for you.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much keep it a pretty tight group for the most part. It's mostly just my brothers and myself, and my dad will go out there and run some drills every once in a while, and maybe get a goalie and compete a little bit and work on some skills that we need to get better at. And that's just the way it's been for the past 4 or 5 years. Just keeping it a pretty tight group and just getting better every day.
Yeah, good formula, and I'm going to put an ad out there right now. If there's goalies in the Chicago area, you might want to apply for the job and go work out with the Hudson family.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In the morning. And you also have a trainer. Brian Lesueur has been with you for a long time. I know you guys have great affinity for him as a family group in terms of working out.
Yeah, he's been someone we've been working with for a long time. This year we didn't get to work with him that much just because of a busy summer. We came here in July and worked out at BU, obviously, and we were busy with the draft in June and just kind of everywhere this summer, and definitely didn't see him as much as we'd like, but expect to see us there in the summer this coming summer.
Well, a lot of hockey to come as the Terriers head to the postseason. And your thoughts here going ahead with certainly, as we had mentioned, a strong finish to the regular season, and to now the postseason ahead, two tournaments that the Terriers are going to have an opportunity to play in with a chance to win some bigger prizes to add to the Bell Pot and the Bean Pot, which the Terriers have already captured.
Yeah, I mean, super excited. Who doesn't love playoff hockey? And that's my favorite type of hockey, and I think we're all just excited to get the ball rolling and hopefully come out with a few wins and hockey's championship and hopefully even the national tournament.
And once again, you're setting standards as a defenseman. You are the top freshman scorer and the top freshman assist man right now as a defenseman, but that's pretty familiar territory for you with some of your offensive productivity.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take credit for that, really. I think it's just the guys I've been playing with. Obviously, me and Eisenman have connected pretty well this year, and Quinn and myself also. I mean, everyone on the forward side of things, I think we've clicked pretty well this second half, and hopefully it keeps going into playoffs.
Absolutely. And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the recent ESPN SportsCenter Play of the Day. I mean, you know, once again, it's a bad situation for a play-by-play man if you run out of things to say about somebody or you're at a loss to describe what's going on. But just take us through what you did against UConn with that critical goal for the Terriers to get them even in that game. As far as from what you saw and your standpoint, I just got to ask because it was a remarkable goal that you got deserved attention for nationally and internationally for everybody that might be following on a number of platforms.
Yeah, I think the best
part about that whole goal was what I said on the bench before it happened. I told like our D corps maybe try and take a penalty and take a guy with you so we can get on 4-on-4. And that's what Gavin did. And I entered the zone. I faked a shot, put it through my legs, and then pulled up. And then I felt two guys pressuring me from both sides. And then I flipped it through a guy's legs. And then shot it far side low. And luckily enough, it went in.
Yeah, absolutely. Ho hum. That's all you did. Yeah, exactly. just amazing. Amazing to watch. And if anybody has not seen it, you can go back in the archives there on the internet and check it out from BU UConn back on February 25th. Cole, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And best of luck here as the Terriers head forward into the postseason. Hockey East tournament action, Hockey East quarterfinals up next.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Bernie.
Thank you to Cole Hudson, our Terrier profile this week on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Cole is sponsored this week by Eastern Clothing of Watertown. Visit easternclothing.com and set up an appointment, or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Eastern Clothing of Watertown, a premium experience without the elevated price tag. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.